Previously on Dr. Strangelove.
Hello, Strange!
I'm really not supposed to be here.
Hello, Strange!
I'm really not supposed to be here.
Hello, oh no, Strange. It's happening again! Hello, it's happening again!
I'm really what? Not supposed to be here.
Hello, oh really no, where did he come hello, from? Strange. Go away! Really go away!
So then, the situation is thus. Dr. Strangelove is now Olipop.
Ew!
And Olipop is now Dr. Strangelove.
Strange!
Very well put. But has it made any real difference?
Or is that Dr. Strange Pop and Ollie Glove?
As I so thought, you boys really don't listen to a word I say. Looks like it's down to me to sort things out. Dr. Strange Pop and Ollie Glove?
Yes.
I'd like you two to shut the duck up.
Oi, yo, there's no need to get shirty with me.
No, stupid, she means a duck. She wants us to catch the crazy duck that escaped earlier.
That too?
You see, what else could she have meant?
So go on, both of you. Shut the duck up and stop it from driving everybody quackers.
Don't worry, Miss Wellfit. You can rely on us.
You most certainly can.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Come on.
Can I be of any service, Miss Fit? Like help you repair the mind-expanding machine, for instance?
No, the technology is far, far too complex for a simple brain like you to work out. Better you stay out of this and let me do the job. I is an expert with the heavy-duty wire cutters.
So what can I do?
You make coffee. And I want mine extra milky.
Oh, right. And so, off they go. Dr. Strange Pop and Ollie Glove have taken to the street to catch a duck. Let's hope that they can shut it up before he drives everybody, well, quackers.
Do you mind? We've already done that joke.
Sorry.
That's better. Now then, Dr. Strange Pop, I'd like you to give me a goose.
Not likely.
If you just let me finish, I'd like you to get me a goose whistle.
Why a goose whistle? Surely a duck whistle would be more appropriate.
Because we don't happen to have a duck whistle.
I have.
Give me that.
No way. This is mine.
But I should have it. I'm the doctor.
No, you're not. I am. And I get to blow my own whistle. Anyway, we don't have any goose whistles. So we might as well make the best of what we do have. Which is this duck whistle and two nets.
Oh, I just love my new hair nets.
Oh, fetic.
Wait, I thought I heard something rustling in the bushes.
Really?
It might be a hedgehog.
Oh, great. I love a good hedgehog at a party. Those little cheese and pineapple-y things on sticks.
Wait, it's moved again. This time I'm going to catch it. This time.
Look out. Oh, it got away.
Why did you tell the duck to watch out?
Because I don't like to see the poor little duckies get attacked by the nasty man with the big nets.
Shut up.
Meanwhile, back at the Weirdry with Lee B and Miss Fit.
There, the mind-expanding machine is almost fixed. Pass me the screwdriver.
Screwdriver.
Scalpel.
Scalpel.
Sponge.
Sponge.
What is this, Mr. B?
Oh, sorry, it's a sponge cake. It's the nearest we've got, I'm afraid. Sorry.
Men, are you always this useless?
Well, the science, the technology, it's all alien to me. I'm best off making the coffee. Here you go.
Just put it on this side.
Would you like two lumps?
I'm just fine the way I am. Now, just go.
No, I will not just go. Miss Fit, when you arrived here, I thought that it'd be you that's going to do all the domestic stuff, like cleaning and making the coffee. You know, it's almost like...
Yes.
It's like we've swapped places too.
Yes, how very ironic.
More like annoying. Do you realise how this makes me feel? I've got all the pots to do and I've got to take Rover for his walkies.
Rover? That wouldn't be a dog by any chance, would it?
No, it's our goldfish. We called him Rover as a joke.
I see. Well, as long as it's not a dog. I'm allergic to dogs.
Really?
No, yes. So much so, in fact, that whenever I see a dog, I sneeze. In fact, I only have to hear one or to know that a dog is in the building for me to sneeze my head off.
Oh, well, in that case, I'm so glad that Rover is a goldfish and not a dog at all. No, will you just excuse me? I think I left the iron on.
Aha! Yes, that's right. It is us, the new dynamic duo, Dr. Strange Pop and Ollie Glove. And this duck's well and truly caught.
Oh, shut the duck up.
Pardon?
The duck you're holding in your hands.
Oh, yes. Catch.
No, don't throw it at me.
Oh, look at Rover. Isn't he sweet?
That's Rover? I thought you said he was a goldfish.
A goldfish?
Yes, well, sorry about that. I lied.
Quickly, get that dog out of my way. And you too, Ollie Glove, Strange Pop, get me back into the mind machine. I shall have to turn you back to normal. And for heck's sake, shut the dog up.
Come on, come here. Come
Strange.
On, come here. Come here, come here. Come here.
A bit later, when the dust had cleared.
Okay, so now then, for the sake of the records, we're going to have to try and establish the scenario and work out who exactly we all are. Because we appear to have all, swap bodies. Isn't that right, Misfit?
Yes, that is correct. I am you, and you are me. And we are all together, Cuckoo Kajub.
And we here have Dr. Strange Duck, the stupid quack.
Quick! 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 I resent that! Quick!
At last, but by no means least, here's Ollie Pop, the dog's body.
Woof! And I mean, woof!
Yes, nobody knows what happened to Dr. Strangeglove and Ollie Pop's bodies. Presumably they're out there somewhere, chasing each other across the fields in the pale moonlight.
I resent that! Quick! Quick!
Oh, shut the duck up!
Woof!